Right, well, it's time now to talk to an actor who's made a name for himself in films such as Vera Drake and Made in Dagenham. And earlier this year, actually, he starred in the BBC One drama Public Enemies alongside Anna Friel. Now, Daniel Mays is back on our screens tonight in ITV1's five-part drama Mrs. Biggs, where he plays the famous great train robber Ronnie Biggs. And he joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sam. How are you?
I'm very well. I call you Daniel Mays. I managed to call you David Laws yesterday for some unknown reason. It was reshuffle Daniel.
You can call me whatever you like.
I'm really pleased to have you here. Now, Mrs. Biggs starts tonight, as I said, 9 o'clock ITV1. For those who are a bit unfamiliar with the story, what's it about?
It's obviously about the great train robbery, but before that, it's told from the perspective of Charmian Biggs, who was Ronnie's ex-wife. And, I mean, first and foremost, it's a love story. They meet on a train in 1957, and it spans the course of their relationship and marriage over two decades. And, you know, obviously that the great train robbery takes place, and then he obviously gets arrested and escapes Wandsworth, and then they escape to Australia, and we take it all the way through to, you know, when he was in hiding in Rio in 1974. So it's a huge undertaking, a really epic story to tell.
Did you feel any apprehension about taking this role on?
I did initially. I mean, every character you take on has its level of sort of responsibility and pressure. But I think more than anything, it was just a sort of weight of expectation I felt so much. Because, you know, he's arguably Britain's most notorious fugitive. And, you know, Ronnie Biggs has ingrained himself on our consciousness. So it was about trying to play him as accurately as possible, because, you know, he was a wonderful character to play in a way, because there are so many different sides to him. You know, he was somebody who had sort of charm and charisma and an eternal optimism, and he really does sweep Charmian off her feet when they meet on that train at the beginning of the story. But, you know, alongside of that sort of running parallel is sort of, obviously, he's reckless. He chose to, in a way, betray his family and get involved in, you know, the great train robbery. So, you know, different sides to him. And he's a character that, you know, tests our opinion of him. There's an ambiguous quality to him. I mean, there's a great he's an enigma in a way. Even after playing him and absorbing all the research and all the documentaries and books that I read, in a way, we still kind of question his motives and where he's coming from.
I mean, you didn't get to meet him, did you?
I didn't know. I mean, early on, I sort of asked if that could be possible. But, you know, he suffered so many strokes and he's in such poor health, and he can only communicate through his alphabet board. So I think we all just deemed it inappropriate, really. But, you know, the biggest research resource I had was Charmian, who obviously acted as a consultant on the drama. And, you know, I'd like to say on this, it's the last throw of the dice for her, really, and it's her opportunity to set the record straight. And who better to tell me what he was like and than his wife, really? As I said, first and foremost, it's a love story, but her life and the lives that they share together is an extraordinary tale, and I think it just lends itself to, you know, powerful and moving and engaging drama, and I think hopefully we've achieved that.
You talk about him really affectionately. You know, there's some criticism that, you know, this series may glamorise the great train robbery. What do you say to that?
I've actually, throughout all the press for this, I mean, I wholeheartedly believe that if there was ever a story which, you know, illustrated that crime doesn't pay, this is it. And I completely understand that viewpoint, and it's a valid question as to, you know, if we are glamorizing it. I mean, some would say even by making a drama about these people, you're sort of sensationalizing it in some capacity. But, you know, particularly with the robbery, because of his participation in that, we illustrate the fallout of it, and it's utterly catastrophic. I mean, what you've got to understand is the Ronnie Biggs that everybody sort of knows, some love, some don't, but it's the one that's been played out in Rio once he was outed by the Daily Express. And, you know, our preconceived image of him is, you know, Ronnie in Rio sticking his fingers up to the establishment, kicking it back on the beaches of Copacabana. Mm. But, I mean, particularly when we get to the Rio section in our story, we're going to tell a very different side to it. And it wasn't, you know, the glamorous life that we've all been led to believe. It was, you know, all of his money had gone within a year of his escape from Wandsworth. You know, all of that went on the plastic surgery that he had and the fake passports that they needed to get to Australia. So he was really in a dire straits out there, in a way. And I mean, to a certain extent, I think he lived up to that fugitive celebrity status in order for financial gain. But I think inevitably some of that went to his head as well. But I mean, I would disagree that it glamorizes it. I mean, if you stay with the story, it's a warts and all honest depiction about what they experienced.
Well, let's hear a little clip of tonight's programme now. I mean, as you said, everyone's got an idea of him. They see him as a kind of folk hero or a common criminal. But I think the clip we're going to hear kind of starts to illustrate those two sides of Ron. I mean, in this clip, he's just robbed a chemist shop. His partner in the robbery is urging him to leave Charmian. They're literally on the run. The police are chasing them. And his partner in robbery is urging him to leave Charmian, who's tagging along. Let's have a listen.
Go! All the way down to the wreck!
Now, come on, Sean!
I can't go on any further. You're going with my...
Vicky, they're gaining on us. No, you go, we'll take our chances. They can't see us for what they are. I'm gonna freeze the death shot. Well, we're down here. Just keep the dogs away from us. Someone get a blanket for her. Come on, come on. It's all right.
There does seem to be this real division in Ronnie. You know, on the one hand, he's a petty criminal. You know, he deserted from the army. He was been in and out of prison. He was, you know, in Borstal. And then on the other hand, there seems to be this transition in his life when he does meet Charmy, and that he just then becomes a father and a loving husband.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about playing, a character over, it's actually 6 hours of drama, because the first and last episode are an hour and a half.
And more than 20 years of his life.
Yeah, it's about, absorbing the character as much as you can and showing how he evolves through time. And I think, you know, when they first meet on the train, he was, you know, a petty crook. He was in and out of prison. He'd sort of been dishonourably discharged from the RAF and all of that. But that actually scene that we've just heard is they're on the run in Studland and they get caught. And I don't want to give too much away, but he kind of does get sentenced to about 2.5 years in prison, which he serves at Norwich. And Charmian, you know, she was the one that that waited for him. And so that's a big turning point in the first episode. And he kind of realised that, you know, this was someone that was looking out for him. This was someone that had given their heart over to him. And in the first step, you see him change. You see him sort of mellow as such and become, you know, they get married, they have kids. And there's a great sort of...